If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere, my favorite podcast of the weekend, because it's today's podcast. That would be the mailbag. We are back at it and looking forward to answering your questions, a staple of the Fifth Hour podcast. And we were going to get rid of the Sunday podcast because we're like, well, you know, if it doesn't do well, whatever. And then we settled in on this mailbag format, and it's been great. It's one of the usually it's the number one podcast every weekend, depending on how big the guest is that we have on Friday, or a friend of the show that hangs out with us on Friday. But it is the Fifth Hour. Yet again, even on a Sunday, a day of rest, David Gascon from West of the 405 making his way into the studio there. The name dropper, the snob.
I've got to say a special happy Mother's Day to all those women out there that are doing God's work.
Yes, moms are the greatest. I love moms. Moms are so wonderful.
Yes.
You're so lucky to have a great mom. I hear there are bad moms, but I've never met one.
Yeah.
And I had the greatest mom in the world for me.
Yeah.
It was perfect for me. So big respect to the moms.
I don't know how my mother did it. She had four of us, and she was working. My dad was working like 19 hours a day. She is a fucking rock star. So
yeah, absolutely.
All the women out there, happy Mother's Day from us to you.
Yeah, that's one of the keys to a good life, having a good mom.
Now,
good
what's
mom and dad?
I think you'd agree with me on this, but I think for Father's Day, it's probably more important to isolate and do a dinner. But mothers, they need like breakfast or brunch, right? Like, is that kind of?
Well, it depends on the mom. You know, not all moms are the same. I know you like the stereotype, guest gun, but all moms are different. I mean, you gotta kind of read the room. But yeah, usually it's. More of a lunch type deal than a dinner. I would agree with you on that. All right, we have the mailbag. So these are all questions sent in, and I would like to say thank you because somebody messed up. Who goofed? I've got to know.
Oh, come on.
Did not post the mailbag email request on Facebook when it was supposed to be put up early in the day on Wednesday. And this person, I will not reveal their names. I will not reveal their names here. The streets are talking, though, Gascon. And this particular person who I am referring to, it is possible that they realized while they were on the air in the middle of the night that they had failed to do this and then spent the next hour and a half begging for people to send questions. A little birdie. I will not reveal the person's name, but their initials are BM.
Yeah.
That's what I will say.
Good for you.
The dogs are barking.
Yeah.
The dogs are barking. But the Mallard Militia answered the call. A lot of email questions, which is cool. And I like that the militia is shifting over to the email, realfifthhour@gmail.com. We had a good number of questions on Facebook as well. First one comes from Neil in Miami, living large and in charge in South Florida. It says, Big Ben, your Twitter avatar is straight pimp. Salad days physique and smile right on.
Oh, boy.
But that guest guy, it's a good-looking cartoon avatar. My Avi. That's what Sports Talk Barry calls it, the Avi.
Mm.
I want to be cool like Sports Talk Barry. He says, another home run miler monologue on Russell Westbrook this week. Whirling dervish, Tasmanian devil. Wow, he said. How do you come up with all those and who inspired you to take the verbal ninja star assault in monologues? And how did that develop? Well, it just kind of happened over the years. I didn't start out like that. And for a long time, in the early days at Fox Sports Radio, Neil, I did not do any of that. And you know, it's like I wanted to change it up a little bit. And I love words. I've always loved words. And I didn't pay that much attention in school. I was a terrible student. So it's an opportunity. And with the internet, you should be a student forever till the day you die. You should be learning something new every time and every day. And so I've also had this weird quirky thing where I like the origins of words and phrases. And so I've come in there at the overnight, and I'm generally rehashing the same stuff that Jason Smith was talking about on his show and Rob Parker and everyone else. I mean, there's only a finite amount of sports news in any 24-hour window.
Yeah. With
there's a few exceptions. So we're pretty much all talking about the same stuff. So I was like, well, how can I dress it up a little bit, make it sound a little bit better? Even though I'm saying the same thing, I am merely just changing up the way it's delivered so it's more pleasing to the ear.
Nah.
How can I make it more pleasing? So it doesn't sound the same as everyone else and blah, 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 blah. And so that's kind of the origin of how that start.
Now, have you included tilting at windmills yet?
I don't know that I have used that in the past. I don't know that I've used that recently.
You've used it in the past?
Yeah, long ago.
All right.
Long ago. Well, you got upset when I would do the Tempest in the Teapot. You got upset that one. I remember you got upset.
Did I?
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. Which is, listen, it's a good phrase. It's a solid phrase. You can mix it in there. Making a mountain out of a molehill is another one. That's one you can can use them. And it's, I mean, pretty much just saying the same thing. And so, you know, anyway, what else from Neil? He says the interview with the Cobra was entertaining and a nice change of pace. I really liked you bringing on athletes. Good job by Gascon for booking. I booked Dave Parker.
Here we go.
That was my guess. Mm-hmm. He didn't have anything to do with it. I was dealing with Dave Parker's publicist. Mm-hmm. No, I was.
Yeah.
And Dave Parker was supposed to come on the week before, and it didn't work out because something came up, and then so we were able to finally get him on.
Customer's always right. I appreciate the words, Neil. Thank you very much for those.
But he says, good job, I guess, for booking, and he is actually good at asking questions.
I'm fantastic at asking questions.
He must have been listening to it. Someone else. Anyway, Dave Parker's view on modern baseball got me thinking of where sports are going, given the change in rules in NBA, Major League Baseball, etc., allowing the inmates running the prisons, and you being a distant relative of the great Nostradamus and friend of Nostradinus, where do you see the major U.S. sports in 10 to 20 years, given introduction to micro betting and a new generation watching on mobile devices? Well, it's always evolving, right? Sports is always evolving. And we're heading into the great gold rush with sports gambling, and the sports leagues are going to reap the benefits more than anybody. And it's really from around 2024 onward, that's when that gambling market's going to fully mature, and it's going to be insane to the membrane. And the sports leagues are going to cater their product to the gambling market, because that's who's going to pay the bills. I mean, Charles Barkley had said this a while back, and I actually buy it to some degree, when Barkley said an NBA owner told him that once sports gambling gets fully going, that they will make more money from that than television. Well, it's all related. It's all together, right? I mean, you got to have the games on TV so people can bet on them, to watch the games, because a lot of people like to watch the games when they put a bet down. So everything's tied together. Everyone's in bed with everyone else, but the gambling money, the licensing money to use the logos of the teams is humongous. Now, what's going to happen? Who will be the first active player to put their name as an endorser? Will they be allowed to endorse a gambling website? Will we see that? Like somebody like LeBron James or something like that say, you know, I was LeBron James, and when I gamble, I bet on, you know, FanDuel or whatever. Will that be allowed?
That's a good question.
I mean, if you're in business with these operations, why wouldn't it be allowed?
Yeah, of course.
He says, since you were so close to your mom, curious on the biggest lesson you learned from your mom and most memorable sports moment with your mom. Same question for your untrusty sidekick.
Wow.
If he is working on the podcast this
week.
Wow,
what a piece of shit.
Nah, guy's good. Nah, listen, I learned everything from my mom. I don't know what the biggest lesson I learned is. You know, my mom always told me, you know, when early on in my radio run, it was not going well. I was making just terrible money, and I was working every single day, and I wasn't going anywhere. And my mom was like, hey, listen, just keep your head down. You know, she gave me the good advice all moms give you: just keep your head down. Don't worry about the noise and all that. You're talented. You're good. You're gonna make it, and you'll get the last laugh and those kind of things. And you know, as a kid, you hear that stuff. You're like, wow, that's cool. And my mom believed in me, and my mom listened to every single show right until she died that I was on, and gave me her advice, what she thought was working, what wasn't working, things like that. You know, and so that would be that. And as far as memorable sports moments, I didn't go to too many games with my mom. Usually, my dad was where I'd go to games, but we'd watch a lot of games. My mom was a big Dodger fan from the Sandy Koufax days, and we'd watch that. And I guess the most memorable moment was we were all, as a family, watching the 1988 World Series, Game 1, Dodgers and A's, when Kirk Gibson hit that home run against Eckersley, and we were all there, and we're like, it was like stunning. We were like, oh, the Dodgers are going to lose. They suck. You know, I couldn't do anything. And then all of a sudden, they came back, and Mike Davis, I remember running the bases there.
Yeah.
And then Gibson with the home run. And that would be the one that stands out. And also, kind of an odd note, my mom was in the hospital. She was battling the cancer. And I actually missed, I'd gone, in those days, I went to every Laker, Clipper game, all that stuff. But I had to miss the Kobe Bryant 70-point game or whatever it was, because, or 81-point game, because I was at I was at the hospital with my mom. We were watching the 81-point Kobe Bryant game there against the Jalen Rose Raptors. What about you, Gascon?
I think, I guess a word of kindness for my mom was always exercise patience. She was a teacher, and she dealt a lot with special needs kids, too. So she obviously had to have a boatload of patience. And then I think the best moment I've had with her was probably in 2012. Our entire family was able to go and see the Kings win the Stanley Cup. We were at Game 6 at Staples Center, and we were all spread out. Like, I was the only one that didn't have a seat with everybody else. Like,
you were socially distancing?
Well, yeah, pretty much, with 18,000 fans there in attendance. But, we got to meet up after when the Kings won the Cup, and it was a great moment because we've been diehard King. I mean, being from L.A., we're huge Kings fans, Laker fans, Dodger fans, USC. Not really. They're not huge into football like I am. And the Kings were one of our first loves. Like, back in 88, 89 when Gretzky got here. And the run in 1993 was awesome, but it came up way too short, and we were young, obviously. But my parents would have those date nights where they'd go to go to the Great Western Forum back in the day to watch the Kings. And then when we're all adults, we got to see them finally win a cup. And and it was awesome. And they ran roughshod over the entire National Hockey League, that Stanley Cup playoff run. So it was great.
And then would win another one a couple years later.
Yeah, 2014. They'd beat the Blackhawks in Game 7 at Chicago, and then they took apart the New York Rangers.
And the cool
games.
One about the Rangers was that was at Staples Center.
Yeah.
And that was very cool.
Alec Martinez won it. He scored. Ben, that game was the first night. I think I've told you the story, but that night of Game 5 was my first night ever at Fox Sports Radio, and my dumbass had to be at the studio at 10 o'clock. So I left Staples 5 minutes before Martinez scored that goal.
Bad job by you. Listen, I've made that drive many times, had to get to the studio by a certain time.
Yeah.
I know, because you got two ways to go from Staples. You can either go down the 10 up to the 405, or you can go around the 101 to the 405. So you got two options. So you just put on the traffic app, and you're good to go.
Yeah, but this was a championship game, though, I didn't know how bad Staples would be.
Oh. Well, see, you probably park close, but I don't have that problem. Where'd you park?
I parked. So, do you know the taco stand or the taco truck? Like, it's like 3 blocks east of Figueroa, where the railroad tracks are at near the metro.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah,
yeah. Like parking at that time was like $6 a spot, so I'd park over there.
Yeah, I parked. I had a $6 lot, which is not like a $12 lot, up in a little further north. And so, it was great. As soon as the game ends, you sprint, fast walk up Figueroa, and then I'd cut over. And you're so far ahead, you're ahead of the traffic, essentially, because everyone's still taking their time getting out of the arena. And then you can make it on the highway pretty quick. Let's see. What do we have? Carlos in Bang Bang, Houston, Texas, says, Ben, how does one become a P1? I work too early to do the Maller Oath, and I'm not on Twitter or Facebook also.
Good man.
When you guys were kids, did y'all take the school bus to school, walk, or mom and dad took you? I'll answer that question first, Carlos. I did take the school bus when I was in elementary school, like first, second grade, even like kindergarten. But then my mom would, it really depended on my mom's work schedule, but she, some days I would take the bus and some days I wouldn't. So back then you could do that. I think now if you take the bus, you have to take the bus every day. But back in those days you could do that. And listen, Carlos, you can be one of the silent members of the Maller Militia. You're not silent, though. You send emails to the podcast every week. Weren't you on Facebook? I guess you got rid of your Facebook account, but I know you were on there. You used to post on Facebook. But you don't have to take the oath. I mean, the oath is the next level. It's not for everyone. Only a few people have actually called into the show and taken the oath. And it's rare. And we only try to do it once a week. So we don't want to do it too much. The bit plays out, but you're part of the militia, Carl. You support the show. All you have to do is really support the show, tell people about the show, download the podcast, and you're in the Maller Militia. That's it. You can be a P1 in the Maller Militia. You don't have to necessarily take the oath. Why did you run Angry Bill off? He was one of my favorite callers. Signed from your biggest fan, Kyrie. In OKC. That's right. Well, Kyrie, first of all, I remember doing a fine cameo for you and your lovely family there several months back. But I had nothing to do with Angry Bill leaving the show. Angry Bill's job caused him to leave the show. He told me, he called up a little while ago, and out of the blue, he hadn't called in months, and he said the reason he stopped calling is because he has to go to the basements of hospitals or something like that, and God only knows what he's doing, but he can't stay on hold because when he stays on hold, the line drops, and it's very frustrating for him, and so that's why he stopped calling. But he says he still listens. He's in and out of his car. He's picking deliveries up and dropping things off and whatnot. So I hope that answers your question, Kyrie. But no, Angry Bill. I love screaming and shouting at Angry Bill. He's wrong about everything. I like pointing out when he's wrong. And he's one of the few people that call up and like want to get into it, want to get into a dust-up, which I'm fine with. What was that smirk? Why did you smirk?
I don't know. Even dust-ups doesn't sound great.
No, it's good. You get into a little rhubarb, a little Donnybrook on the radio. It's good. Yeah. All right. Andy writes in. He says, I'm near Ben's Tommy's in Hollywood. Oh, great memories there, Andy.
Good spot.
Chili cheese fries and, oh, man, a double Tommy's chili cheese. Man, oh, man.
It's good, wonderful. Dude. That's really good.
He says, the beautiful Harmony of Hate serenade delivered to the Astros in New York City, along with the European Super League Manchester protest causing a match postponement. Is there any chance that sports returns to a time more akin to the 70s when fan behavior turned more real, turning more real, rebellious, and consequential? Well, everything, listen, this is the zeitgeist that we're dealing with right now, but nothing lasts forever, right? There's ebbs and flows of life, and you know, you don't want to get caught up in thinking the way it is right now with the wokerati and all that's going to be the way it is forever. You don't want to be like that because things change, and there have been other incidents where things have come into society, and it's people have said it's terrible, and then you know, things evolve, and so you don't know what's going to happen next, but I would say that there will be a calming that will take place. Now, I don't know how you get rid of the wokeness because corporate America is fully in bed with the wokeness, so I don't know how you get rid of that crap, but there is a way. It will happen. I am going to be Benny Brightside on this one. He says, I'm old and I grew up a huge fan of the Flyers, the Broad Street Bully teams in the 1970s. A glorious era indeed. Can it ever get better again? Or is sports tied to the almighty coin? And it will never change back. Well, listen, Andy, first thing here, you know my theory on this. Like, you're old. I'm probably not quite as old as you. But here's the deal. All right. Whenever you were in that I call it the Goldilocks zone, from like age 8 or 9 to like 12 or 13. As a sports fan, everything the rest of your life will not be able to live up to that period of time. Won't be able to do it. And it just like the kids today, like that are watching the sports, for them, when they're old farts like us, they're going to say the same thing. Like, man, do you remember watching LeBron James? And I'm like, no, I remember Michael Jordan. You know, fuck you, you know, like that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
And the greats, it's like Joe Montana. No, Joe Montana sucks, you know. So that's a big part of it. It's really about when you became a sports fan, what was great in your youth that you'll never be able to match that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand, which means you can get all your favorite sports, movies, and shows together. So you can watch new episodes of your favorite reality shows live or binge old episodes on demand. Either way, get ready for some drama. And the best part? DirecTV Stream has no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's one. Hey, Lord Ben, this is Jose in the Bay. Do you think you'll ever do what Kirk Minahan did and leave radio? A lot of people followed him where he left. left to, and did you meet him? Was he an asshole, or you didn't mention him? You mentioned Mutt and Jerry Callahan. You know, I never met Kirk Minahan. I was on the WEI morning show with Jerry and Kirk as a guest. I was on there. I actually went back to audition to be the third wheel in the morning show. And the day that I was supposed to work, Kirk's parents were very sick, and they both actually ended up dying very sad, horrible, within a short period of time. It was terrible for Kirk. And I was supposed to host with him. It was going to be me, Jerry, and Kirk, and then he couldn't make it because of something that had happened, and I ended up doing the show with Mutt and Jerry. But no, I did appear on a show, I think it was a couple times. Back in the old days. Let's see here. Who do we have? Dave writes in. Says, hey, I am a police sergeant in Ohio, and I am set to retire at the end of May. I've always worked third shift, and your show and cast, Eddie Coop, Danny G, Roberto, and yes, even Gascon, have always made my night. The police sergeant there, Dave, says, thank you for all the years of laughs. Without the politics, especially lately, I will continue to listen to your podcast and enjoy the cast of callers. I am not a social media guy, Dave says, so I wanted to let you know how much I appreciate your show. I wanted to give you a 5-star rating, but my dumbass could not figure out how to do that on iHeartRadio. Well, it's actually not on iHeartRadio, so that's probably, Dave, why you could not figure that out, Dave. It's actually only on the Apple podcast page, right?
Yeah, yes, Apple iTunes, yeah.
Apple iTunes is where you can review the podcast. He says, if you can let me know how, I will leave you a 5-star rating. I think we did. He says, P.S., please thank your wife for her service. Yeah, she is a 911 dispatcher. Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. And I imagine you're a third shift guy. That's cool that you can just keep working third shift. I know the department my wife works at, they have to change shifts every 4 months, I think it is, on a rotating thing. You have to work at least once a year. You have to work during the day. You can't just work overnights and all that. So.
That's good. Keep you healthy.
I don't know what you're talking about. Here's one. Me like show. Cobra interview good. You and Gascon funny. Sorry email too long. Must go get beer on tractor now. Signed, I'm a pilot.
I'm a pilot.
Yeah.
Love that
guy. Look how excited you got.
Yeah, I mean,
look how excited
it's
you
coherent.
Got.
The words are spelled out accurately. Great diction, good grammar. Love that guy.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. You should get a room. You two can get a room.
I will. First class cabin.
Yeah. Joe and Darcy in Florida. How about that? I think this is the first time we've heard from Joe and Darcy.
Where's the whiskey couple, man?
I don't know what happened to him. I hope they're still okay. I hope, you know, Kay and Jay, I hope they're okay.
Yeah.
I'm worried. We tried to smoke them out last weekend. They didn't come through.
Yeah.
My theory is you said something that was offensive and they stopped listening.
No, the last time we communicated with them was, I think, during Benny versus the Penny when they sent that bourbon over.
Oh, that hat. I wear the hat's in my rotation. Yeah. The Hilltoppers.
Yeah.
That's a cool hat. That's the kind of thing I was talking about. Unique. Hat, college hats, pretty cool. It's in my hat rotation.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is from Joe and Darcy. Stay focused, Gascon. Says, number one, do you and Gascon agree with me that the word narrative has become one of the misused and overused words in the English language? So that's one of your words there that, according, I guess Joe is just annoyed by the word narrative.
Yeah.
I do use the word narrative. It is a synonym for story, so rather than just keep saying story, I will say narrative. And there's only so many ways you can... Again, I talked about earlier, there's only so many ways you can say the same thing. So I do use it. Is it played out? I don't really pay attention to it. It's not played out for me. I try to mix it up, but I might be guilty of using it too much, depending... You're really the judge of that.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with the word narrative?
No. I think the phrase, I'll say this, is played out a lot.
Now, the one that really bothers me is my pet peeve at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Hate that. What about the start of the day? Why is it always the end of the day? My day starts in the morning. So at the end of the morning, you know, I could say at the end of the morning, and I go to bed in the morning.
The worst phrase that I have these days, especially with the NFL draft passing, is whenever guys in the NFL, whether they're pundits or experts or whatever the fuck they are, when they refer to a receiver as a good pass catching receiver, like that's redundant. It's just a receiver. You're not a pass catching receiver. You are a receiver. Like, no one talks about a stock blocking wide receiver. They talk about a receiver. Can you catch? Yes. If you can't catch, guess what you are? A corner.
Yeah. Well, you understand that you have time to fill as a broadcaster, and so you have to mix in the alphabet soup. You have to put a concoction together of words, a rich tapestry of words, and makes you sound really smart.
That reminds me. I forgot.
We used to have fun with Looney when we did the Blitz, and he would always mock them by saying, "This guy's a football player." You know, I was like, "Well, they're all football players." You know, I was like, "Yeah." The funniest thing, I've said this before, but if you're new to the podcast, when I did an NFL show, we interviewed the NFL Fox broadcasters and NFL players we did that for like 8 years on Sundays. And it was a lot of fun. It was like a red zone around the NFL type deal. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun with it. But it was very frustrating interviewing the players because we really thought about the questions we asked, and we attempted to ask good questions, and we wanted these great answers. And once we crossed over, we were getting terrible answers. But once we just asked cliche, hokey questions, the answers were great. Mm. Like, we were speaking the language, the lexicon of the football player. And all of a sudden, it changed the whole thing. It's like, wait a minute. We're speaking the native tongue, the lingo. You know, it was good. You got to speak athlete speak, and you will get good answers. So, anyway. Let's see here. Number two from Joe and Darcy. Why do former NFL players on TV and radio always insist on saying National Football League as opposed to NFL when discussing the league? Is that an official directive mandate from the NFL? I find it nauseating. I love the radio show and podcast. Well, thank you, Joe and Darcy. I do hear that a lot. I say it sometimes. Again, it's another way to change it up, but I don't say it all the time. Wasn't Chris Berman the one that used to do that all the time? That National Football League. Or was it Howard Cosell before him?
They both did it.
Yeah.
Just sounds
Tim
bad.
Writes in and says, happy belated birthday, Ben. Love the show. Listening from Davenport, Iowa on iHeart. No, thank you for that. Says, great job on the Rod Sterling impression. By the way, very well done. How about that? Also, hopefully no more poltergeist scratching at your door. That would scare the absolute hell out of me. Yeah, Tim, we didn't have that this week, so Bella stayed in the house. No scratching at the door. Barry in Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, says, yo, yo, Ma, Benny, what is the one thing you have done in your career where you got the most notoriety, good or bad? That's a pretty solid question. And off the top of my head, I'm trying to think, what was it that got the most publicity? We've had a few dust-ups where I've made the local newspaper in Phoenix or in Houston or Cleveland or something like that, where I'll attack one of the local stars and they'll unload on me. But I'm trying to think, what was the most? I guess the thing that I probably got known for the most was the bashing of the Cavaliers against the Warriors with LeBron James. Remember the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead, and I was like, the Cavs aren't winning. I did all these rants. I was screaming into the microphone, they're not winning. They suck. They're not going to come back. It's just for ratings purposes. And then they won. And, of course, everyone loves goofing on a prediction that doesn't go the right way. And that was so crazy that period of time. The Cleveland papers were writing about it. And I ended up at the Cavs. I still have this photo in my office of a guy at the Cavalier Parade after they'd beaten Golden State, ending the curse of Cleveland sports. And he had this sign up, and it listed all the people that didn't believe in the Cavaliers. And I'm like right next to Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith. That was pretty cool. That was pretty neat. But I mean, there's been other things I'm probably forgetting. It says also for David, Barry says, what year do you think Ben will finally grill up that tomahawk steak? Well, screw you, Barry. How dare you? Dave in Mill Valley, I'm blaming it on COVID. Dave in Mill Valley says, Ben, frequently lame joke contributor and talent show judge Inca Terror has been described as a classically trained musician who has played all over the world. Wanting to know more, I searched extensively via Google, YouTube, etc., using multiple spellings, variations, can't find any reference whatsoever, which is rather odd, especially for a professional blind piano player living in New York. One would think there would at least be a passing mention somewhere. So, Ben, is this guy for real, or have we been hoodwinked and hornswoggled, not to mention bamboozled? It's from Dave in Mill Valley. Well, here's the plot twist on this. I actually know for a fact that Inca Terror is a classically trained musician, but you ready for the plot thickening here? Are you ready for this? The reason you cannot find any reference to Inca Terror is that's a pseudonym. That's his name on the show. He goes by a different name. He's got a very long name, shall we say. And a lot of guys do this. You know, you get the funky name or the long name that's not easy for the normal idiot like me to pronounce, and you go with a pseudonym. So he uses Inca Terror as an alias. And I don't know if he wants, I mean, we'll have him on. Inca Terror is great, very funny. I'd love for him to write a little tune for the show. He hasn't done that. He's beyond our show. But that's just a stage name he uses, Inca Terror. But if he wants, I mean, he can give his name out if he wants us to. I don't think I can properly pronounce it, but he can pronounce it. And he's performed in Russia, in Moscow, there in Russia, all over Europe. Obviously not recently because of the pandemic. Kevin in Kansas writes and says, Ben, I have listened to a number of baseball broadcasts where the announcers are reporting the games live from a studio. As someone who used to cover games and do interviews at the venue, do you see this current trend replacing the old ways? If so, what would we be gaining and losing? All right, so Kevin, let me answer it this way. We would be gaining the opportunity for teams to save money. It's very expensive to travel, and the teams have ridiculous travel budgets, even though they have, and I traveled with the Dodgers very briefly years ago, but they have huge travel budgets. They have deals with the hotels, and they have deals with the airlines and the bus services, but it still costs them a bunch of money out of pocket, cost of doing business. So if you don't have to send the radio crew, you don't have to send the TV, the production crew that usually travels with the team. And then you talk about, you know, Spanish radio. You know, some teams have other languages other than Spanish. You know, you're talking conceivably as a broadcast wing. Let's say you got two radio guys, two TV guys, a producer, director, sideline reporter. What are we up to? That's five, six, seven. Spanish radio, that's a couple more, plus an engineer. You're talking about 10 to 12 people that are broadcasters that travel with the team. So you don't have to pay for their hotel rooms. You don't have to, you know, every head on the plane, they charge money, the airline on the chartered flights, from what I understand. So you don't have to pay. So the teams would be gaining a savings. What would be losing? Well, I think we'd be losing a lot. I think to properly call a game, listen, I can call a game off of television, but when you're there and you can see things that the camera doesn't show. Like, Gascon, you're a play-by-play guy, right? I mean, yeah. you would admit, I mean, it's a much different experience. Yeah, you can call a game and it would be fine. It would be paint by numbers, whatever the camera shows. But when you're actually at a game, you see crap that's not on the camera.
But you also pick up the stories, too. You pick up anecdotes from either other broadcasters, your beat writers, the reporters that are there, TV personalities, the players, the coaches, the trainers. Like, you get to pick up all those things and ingest it into your broadcast. And yeah, when you're working remotely, you can't do any of that stuff.
Yeah. True. I mean, listen, we had Charlie Steiner on, and Charlie's a famous schmoozer, and he'd be down there during batting practice, and John Sterling's the same way.
Yeah.
Walking around, and that's how those guys do it. Those are the stories they get.
And you pick up gems, too. Most of these guys won't talk to you unless you develop a rapport with them. So that's the best way to do it is when you're traveling, that's when they kind of divulge all that information. You build trust that way, and then, of course, you get to solidify some relationships. Yeah, it sucks, but there's a lot of these guys that are out there nowadays that just look up all that information online and then just report it as or talk about it as they got it from that source, which is unfortunate, but that's kind of the world we live in now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's also a lot of the straw men they bring up and whatnot, the straw men.
Yeah.
Pierre from Springfield, Massachusetts, home of the pro. Why did you make that noise?
Because I'm just waiting for this awful email.
That's great.
It's like a colonoscopy every week.
No. This guy is wonderful. This guy gets it. He gets it. Pierre from Springfield says, I would like to thank the listener that unearthed the audio confirming your nickname, Benny the Bopper. That was a big story on the show this week, Benny the Bopper. But I would like to touch up his or her work because they forgot that you are also known as the Seth Strike Him Out, Sit Him Down, as evidenced by your first pitch at the Bakersfield Blaze game. Any truth to the rumor that you essentially shut down a minor league franchise because you embarrassed a collection of professional pitchers, some of which have never made the major leagues because they were so humiliated? Also, did they suspend the media game at Dodger Stadium because of the bomb you hit off a former professional player? Well, those are great questions, Pierre. And I do think I had a small role. The bigger role would actually Gascon, as far as Bakersfield going out of business. The Gascon touch, the Sodom touch of Gascon caused the franchise that had been around for almost 100 years to go away. But yeah, I have been vindicated. The lollipop curve, which is my bread and butter on the mound, outstanding. And now Major League Baseball players are copying that honest-to-goodness Maller creation, the lollipop curve. And so I do take credit. And I embarrass some of those minor leaguers for the Seattle Mariners, clearly.
Oh, boy. Every week that guy gives you just lollipop questions. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. You know, Pierre, you get a golden ticket. I'm going to give Pierre a golden
ticket. You can't give him a golden ticket on a podcast?
I can.
You can't.
I can do anything I want. Oh. You know what? I'll give him another. You get two golden tickets. You got a golden ticket. You got a golden ticket. There you go, Pierre. Congratulations.
Oh, boy.
He didn't call anyway, so who cares?
Oh, that's good.
Calls every once in a while. I remember he sent a bunch of pickle stuff because Eddie hates pickles. A bunch of pickles, chips, all kinds of pickle items. To the. That was pretty funny. That was a good busting of the balls there.
Yeah.
Paris in Nashville writes in. And he says, what's going on, gentlemen? Long time no speak. I'll jump right into it. 2020, 2021 have been absolutely fucking mad, he says. On top of all the political nonsense, I broke my kneecap, femur, and hip in a car accident. That's terrible. Wow. Oh. That's like the Holy Trinity right there. Yeah. Kneecap, femur, and hip. Holy crap.
Damn.
I wonder how old Paris is. That's... Man, I've heard that hip, man. That'll haunt you, man. The pain in that hip.
It's a game changer, yeah.
That's terrible, man. I feel bad. Wow, that sucks. He says, I was out of work for 4 to 5 months, so I missed the podcast. I finally caught up to the fifth hour, some 100-odd episodes, but it was worth the time. I couldn't listen to the main show because your other coworkers aren't nearly as good as Gascon. Holy crap. What, did you pay this guy to write that gag on? Jesus.
I love him.
David Gaffigan, right over there.
Wow.
It says, I would love to leave a review, but as an Android user, this isn't possible. If there becomes a way, let the people know so we can show support. And again, listen, if you have an Android, I get it. The main way you support the show is just subscribing to the podcast, downloading the podcast, telling your friends. You don't have to, you know, shove it down their throats, but just bring it up casually. Hey, I got this podcast. You know, it's kind of... It's a hidden gem, that kind of thing. Whatever the guerrilla marketing, that's how we grow the Maller Militia. And you've been very, very good. We the numbers are, from what we're hearing, Gascon, very good for the podcast. They continue to go up.
Yeah.
And that's really not us. That's you. We're doing the same marginal podcast that we did when we started it. The only thing different is that listeners like yourself are spreading the word.
Well, I don't know. I think that the production value has been great. I think my guest booking has been fantastic.
Yeah, I think the production... My favorite podcast was when you were producing, and we had an interview, and you couldn't understand anything during the entire interview because everything was over-modulated. That was your work.
No, those Big Mikes. Those are the guys.
No, but you did not teach Big Mike how to properly produce the podcast.
Oh, boy.
Bad job by you.
Oh, boy.
You sabotaged a great interview with Mel Proctor, Baltimore Oriole broadcasting legend.
Oh, I do.
I had a headache listening to that podcast.
What do you think about his approval, though, of the show? I mean, the podcast compared to the show. Like, do you think that warrants me to come in every night to be on your show?
No. I Coop's holding down the fort. I think we're okay.
Well, I mean, you have him to produce, but
yes,
yeah, that wouldn't be my role if I came out on the show.
Well, no. Now, I will tell you, I would prefer you over that stage five clinger guy that is also from, I believe, west of the 405.
Brian Fenley?
I forget the guy's name. I don't know that. I don't say his name. That's an FCC violation.
Art Martinez?
No.
You said stage Artie's five great. Clinger.
Artie, out of the blue, the great Art Martinez, to me, the gold standard. He is the greatest, with all due respect to Roberto and Danny G and the other engineers I've had, Julio. Art Martinez, amazing. He, as an engineer, the sound bites he plays, oh, my God, he's great. But anyway, Art, I hadn't talked to Art in months, and he randomly sent me a text. He was complaining about the Dodgers. It's like out of the blue. They lost to the Cubs the other day. What the hell's going on with our Dodgers? You know, and he's getting angry.
It's pretty funny.
It was pretty good. He says, last week, Ben, you mentioned feeding a dog human food, and it is not good for them. Paris says, well, in actuality, kibble isn't good for them either. They have a hard time digesting kibble. I feed my husky raw and have since he was a pup, and he is by far the healthiest dog I know.
I love huskies. Huskies are great. Labs are good.
They're big dogs are cool like to hang out with for a day or two, but then they shit everywhere, and it's like, yeah. I'm more into the little lap dogs.
Little bitch boy dogs.
I like the little lap dogs.
Very masculine.
Solid dogs. Yeah. Listen, very it's a good dog. Dog will sit in your lap, watch TV with a couch potato dog. Anyway, he gave me this website. He says he gets his food from wefeedraw.com. You ever heard of that?
Why don't you go look it up for me?
You think it's a porn site? Is that what you think it is? You think this is a joke? And then I'm not going to look now. I'm not going to look. Now you scared me. Now I'm not going to go to wefeedraw.com because I, wefeedraw rather, excuse me. wefeedraw.com. All right. He says, what is the worst movie you've seen recently? He says, I watched Without Remorse that debuted on Amazon Prime this weekend, and it was fucking terrible. He says.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan. Everyone's got a hard on for him. I don't know why.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of movies. I'm watching a lot of documentaries, but there's nothing that's been terrible. There's a lot of average stuff. He says, P.S., that email from I'm a Pilot last week was absolutely hilarious.
It was so good. See, no, there's someone else that agrees with me on this. I mean, I'm a Pilot is just magnificent. A little long-winded, and we appreciate that because he's got tails from going over the...
All right, calm down.
Mortal Kombat was bad.
We have limited time. I got to hurry up here. He says, also, if you add a fourth day to the podcast... Oh, no, that's not happening. But he says, if you did, just do movie reviews. I'm good. Travis in Roseburg, Oregon says, with the trend of celebrity fights, who would you like to get in the ring with if given the chance?
Jake Paul.
I think you mentioned the name... earlier there, Keska, and I forget the guy's name there, but he's a stage five clinger. Boy, a couple of punches. That guy would be down, and he would be saying, no mas. No mas. He'd be crying for mommy is what he would be doing.
You're not the violent type.
But when I get the rage, when I get angry enough, it is impending doom. And you talk to any of my producers. You know, I'm pretty mellow, pretty calm, but every once in a while... Mount Benny explodes. Yeah, kaboom.
When you get mad, I laugh.
Oh, and I've really gotten it. I got angry with Bergie one time. I've gotten angry with Coop. Not so much with Bob Guerra, but some of these other guys I've screamed and shouted.
If you ever did that shit to me, I would laugh in your face.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to bring down the hammer of God. John the Jailer says it's been reported... It's been reported that Bill Gates had a stipulation before getting married that he would still be allowed once a year to go on vacation with an ex-girlfriend. Is that true? Ben, I was wondering if you had any plans on renewing your vows. Maybe you could slip this in there.
Yeah, when did you guys get married again?
We got married in July of 2013.
All right. So you got what, 2 years away then? From
renewing the agreement. I didn't know it was just a 10-year deal and you had to renew the contract. I didn't realize that. I thought it was a lifetime deal.
I don't know. I know a lot of people that do it like incrementally every 5 years.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, fine. My wife wants to do it. Yeah. I'm okay with it. This is also Gascon, would you attempt to convince your future bride or groom to agree to such terms? Yeah, would you like to have, like, it's the Andre Kirilenko thing, John the Jailer's saying, where he gets a free pass.
Would never share.
Yeah. Well, I know. I think it's more, she doesn't get to share, but you get to have.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
A little side action.
Nah, you just go down a dark hole and you do that.
Yeah, that is true. And even when people say, it's no big deal, it's a big deal.
Yeah, of course.
It's a big deal. A Vols fan, Jimmy from Fayetteville, Tennessee, says, Ben, if you walked into the studio and saw Gagan, Bo the Show, and Brian Finley, what would your expectations be? Well, they'd be very low, and just being sincere here, they'd be very low. I'd look around the room. I'd say, "What did I do to deserve this? You know, what kind of marginal, shoddy, inferior people I'm surrounded by? What a rinky-dink outfit this is! How dare you? How dare you? Shame on you!" But really, I'd be talking about you, Gagan. I just want to point that out. Yeah.
I'm a great colleague.
I think we're out of time. Thanks to Kevin from Rockford, Illinois. He had a question about, he said he went hiking in Manitou Springs Incline in Colorado. You ever heard of that?
No, but did he have a, did he send a picture?
No, but I saw some photos of it. He's nice. It's pretty cool. I don't know that would be, he says you can, once you do that, you can skip the treadmill for a few days. I bet. Looks beautiful. I looked at some photos of it. Manitou Springs Incline in Colorado. So you can check that up. Charlie in Memphis, Will in Springfield sent questions. We didn't have time to get to your questions, so we thank you. Big Mike from Cortland, New York, the Crown City. He sent a question as well, and we just ran out of time. So bad job by us, but we do acknowledge you contributing content to the podcast, and that is the most important thing. All right, Gascon, thank you. We'll be back on the radio tonight. Another amazing edition of the Ben Maller radio program. All the big news of the weekend. We'll catch you then, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Whenever you look for news, you may feel forced to choose between partisans in mainstream media and conspiracists in alternative media.
That's where the Lost Debate steps in.
I'm Corey Bradford, a progressive political organizer turned TikTok star who also once hosted a Fox News radio show.
I'm Ricky Schlatt, a Gen Z New York Post columnist and libertarian fighting to protect free speech.
And I'm Ravi Gupta, a former staffer for Obama and school principal who also fought alongside Republicans on charter schools. And we launched The Lost Debate, a podcast and YouTube show for the political eclectics who've lost trust in a polarizing partisan world, but who also reject the disinformation and manipulation in alternative media.
Instead of being at each other's throats, we focus on bringing new perspectives to the table in constructive debate that sounds less like crossfire and more like discussions between real people.
Check out The Lost Debate on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more. Surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is Malcolm Gladwell
from revisionist history. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.